Love you. And all of you out there, we are so happy to have you here. It is 2:59 here on this gorgeous day, another gorgeous day. It's about 70 degrees, breezy, blue sky, balmy. It's just, oh, it's just perfect. What else can I say? And we're here at the where the Columbia River meets the Pacific Ocean. And it's Regatta Weekend, celebrating the water and being on the water, which we who live here do every day. And now, full show, if everybody shows, show, because this weekend is the Peninsula Clay Artists Show and Sale. And the trick on this one is to find them. They're in Ocean Park. The address is 25902 Vernon Avenue, right off the main drag. And tonight, they're open already. The show is open, but tonight they're having a special reception. And the rest of the time through the 15th, they're open from 10 to 5. So catch them. And catch all the arts that you can, because you will feel better. There is no question about it. And I'm going to give you a little taste of some of the music coming up next weekend that my guests are going to tell us about. Thanks for being here, folks, on Coast Community Radio. Oh, yeah. Well, that's some of the music you will be able to hear next weekend. And that is actually from Saturday afternoon. So you will be getting all kinds of music. And my guests right now, this is the Long Beach Peninsula Association. Is that right? Do they have anything to do with it?
Well, Blues and Seafood in Owako is brought to you by the Owako Merchants Association.
Okay, and Jazz and Oysters
is a project of the Water Music Festival Society.
Right, and so you hear the voices of two of our regular guests, although we weren't quite sure that one of them was going to make it back from his long-distance travels, which seemed to get longer and longer. That was Bruce Peterson first, who is here to talk about Blues and Seafood Festival. What's your job there?
Well, I'm the chairman of the committee
that
heads that up, yeah, and I sort of help coordinate it, but it's a big effort. It takes a lot of folks to put this on and a lot of volunteers on the night, and a big thanks goes out to all of those
folks.
So we have two nights of music, and like I say, it takes a lot of folks.
That's what's this year is a little bit new. The other voice is Diana Thompson from Jazz and Oysters from Water Music Festival. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
And both of these people are very active in their communities and in this entire region with their own work, arts and soaps and all kinds of good things. And but next weekend, what's different, if you're a regular and know about this festival, what's different is this year, Blues and Seafood is going to be two evenings starting at 5 o'clock each. Bruce will tell you more about that. And the Jazz and Seafood, Jazz and Oysters, is actually Saturday afternoon, 12 to 5, not Sunday the way it usually was. So this is, you can get the entire thing in 2 days and have a fabulous time. How did this happen? You've been doing this for how many years together?
Oh, God, at least five or six. Although we've sort of rode on their coattails. The Jazz and Oysters were the first to start up, and they were kind enough to let us partner with them. And they've decided this year, correct me if I'm wrong, Diane, but they've decided that they'd like to try Saturday afternoon and see if that was a little more advantageous. And we thought it might be nice. We'd make a nice seamless thing where they could spend the day outside in the sun and then make their way to for an evening event inside down in Owako. So
I think it's excellent. I think it's terrific.
Well, we wanted to give our customers a little bit more of a easy weekend instead of trying to cram all the music in Friday night, Saturday during the day, Saturday night, and then Sunday, and then have to pack and go home. This way they can listen to two full days of great music and then sleep in on Sunday and have a leisurely trip home.
There you go. I like it. And yeah, the seamless, the beauty is this is all on the peninsula. Not that far from, you're probably not going to be walking, but you can easily get from one to the other. So I always like to footnote this, Diana, when you come in and we mention Jazz and Oysters, that was started by a KMUN programmer, a couple of KMUN programmers. One was the jazz programmer, Carlos Welsh, the third, and the other was the oyster woman who did a cooking show here, and they happened to be married, and that would be Sharon Montoya Welsh. And they came up with this idea. They lived in Oysterville. They came up with the idea of supporting the Water Music Festival because good music is good music, and so working together. And how long ago was that? Do you remember?
That was 30 years ago.
And
so this is our 30th anniversary of this event.
Wow. Fantastic. We did just hear from, I think it's a new album. It doesn't have a date on it, but thank you, Janine Gray. This is Mel Brown B3 Organ Group, More Today Than Yesterday. And we heard Mac Tuff. Pat Azara. So who wants to start and tell us what we're going to hear, what people can hear?
Well, we have a two-night event, Friday and Saturday, and like you said, the music will start at 5 o'clock each night. Doors will open a little early, and that Saturday we're going to open at 4:30 to start letting folks in. But we'll try and give folks enough time to get from Jazz and Oysters down to see us. Friday night's a really nice lineup. We have Papa Rocket starting the night off, then followed by North Coast Blues, and then the Randy Oxford Band. And the whole thing is followed up with an all-star jam and trombone fest.
Yeah, I saw that. What's with the trombone fest?
Well, Randy Oxford's a trombone guy, and apparently... there's a lot of folks around playing trombones, and they're going to get together and have a bone fest. And they tell me that if you've never been to a trombone festival, then you've just never been anywhere.
I saw that word bone fest, and I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Trombone.
Yeah, those in the know call trombones bone. So
I love it.
At any rate, this is something that you have to take part in.
Okay, we should let folks know that even though you said indoors, it's like almost a tent kind of thing. So you're not going to be blasted out and locked in a room.
No, no. We have a huge tent, and the sides are open, and we have water views on both sides. Yeah. So we're really trying to capitalize on the waterfront location we have down there at the port. It's a lovely setting for a festival. And then if I can continue Saturday night, we started out with our favorites, the Strange Tones, who's coming back. They were with us a couple years ago, and popular demand has brought them back. And then we have the Ken DeRoche Band following that. And then from Texas, our headliner is Hamilton Loomis, who should be great guitarist and multi-instrumentalist, and should be a great show.
So how late-ish does it go?
It'll go till around 10.
Okay.
Unless people keep cheering. If they keep cheering, I'm certain Hamilton will keep playing.
Love it. And am I right that, did you mention Lady A?
Lady A is going to play.
Now, hasn't she been here before?
She was. We had the Heartbreakers come last year. We had is we picked out what we thought were the best female blues singers in the Northwest to come, and she was one of them, and she's coming back this year with the Randy Oxford Band.
Do you remember where she's from?
I think she's from Portland.
I could be wrong, but I think I bought her CD because I just loved her.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, the whole group was fantastic. The idea of all these fabulous women, and they traded off, and they sang together. It was
they
pretty
created,
outrageous.
They created some great chemistry.
It was great. Okay, now, let's put this right out here now that you can get tickets for the entire weekend. And how would they do that?
Well, there's...
Where do they do it?
Well, there's a couple different ways. With us, you can go to bluesandseafood.com. And all these events, bluesandseafood.com, both nights, tickets are sold separately as well as for Jazz and Oysters. So you get separate tickets for each event, or you can go online at bluesandseafood.com and get a combo ticket that includes the entire weekend.
Okay.
And I believe on the Water Music Festival, you can do the same thing.
Okay, so you can get, there are three different events, basically, and you can get tickets for any one of them, or if you're really into it, and you will be. It's a wonderful festival. The spirit is terrific, too. People come from all over for this, too. I mean, what a setting.
We've grown each year. We've gotten a bigger crowd each year.
Okay, so that was, give us that website again.
Bluesandseafood.com.
Okay, that's easy. And now, Diana?
Watermusicfestival.com.
And tell us about what's happening with the Water Music Festival this year. Who's going to be on that? That's 12 to 5. And where is Wilson Field?
This is on Wilson Field is up near Ocean Park. If you know the peninsula at all, Sandridge Road is the back road that runs along the bay and go almost all the way up to Ocean Park, and there will be signs and flags.
So it's on Sandridge?
It is.
Okay, great. So people can check that out. Okay, so tell us, who do you have coming on Saturday? This is from noon to 5 on Saturday afternoon.
Our doors will open at 11. And normally we would have two groups and listen to them a little bit longer, but this is a party. This is our 30th anniversary. And so we have three different groups coming. Mm. Gino Michaels and Soul City is a little bit different. They do R&B, they do jazz. They're just a super high energy group and a lot of people on stage. Mm. And then we're going to have Dan Balmer and his group. Dan Balmer is an amazing guitarist. He's played with a lot of very well-known people. He's from the Portland area. And
we've got a number of albums here, too. I know Janine's been playing, and I hope some of the other jazz programmers, but both these names, of course, Mel Brown and then Dan Balmer. And you said Gino Michaels and Soul City. Where are these folks from?
Most of them are from the Portland area.
Okay, boy. Lucky and, us.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last group will be the Mel Brown B3 Quintet. And Mel Brown and Dan Balmer have been to Jazz and Oysters a number of times in the past, either their own groups or they've been with somebody else. Yeah. And this just seems to be very fitting for our 30th anniversary. And it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't do a little changing and so that they worked with each other during this.
That,
we'll see.
Yeah, and that's the other beauty of this Pacific Northwest musical scene is that often you see a headliner and friends.
Right.
And you just really never know who's going to show up because we have such a rich panoply.
Well, and I know Mel Brown and Dan Balmer and the people that they play with are all very professional.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have been around a long time, and they've worked together a lot. So it is going to be a very good show.
Okay, now, people notice that we've talked about the music. That's the jazz and the blues part. What about the oysters and the seafood part?
We'll have a variety of foods available. Of course, it's jazz and oysters, so there will be oysters that we grill. Taylor Shellfish, for the last several years, has graciously donated them
Ooh,
to us.
Nice.
So they're very fresh,
mm-hmm.
And we grill them, and you get fresh, hot oysters. We will have a variety of other foods and beverages. No food or beverage may be brought in from the outside, and this year, no dogs, please. we have tried and tried, and we just have not been able to find a way to make it work well
yeah.
for everybody concerned.
So Wilson Field is an outdoor
it is.
Venue. Do people want to be bringing blankets and chairs
yep,
and stuff
bring blankets
like that?
And lawn chairs and... if you're going to put up an umbrella, we'll ask you to get off to the side a little
mm-hmm.
bit so you don't block other people's view, but make yourself comfortable.
Plenty of room?
Plenty of room.
And parking?
Plenty of parking that's off the
great.
Street, on the field. Kids under 6 are free, 6
mm-hmm.
to 18 are $13.
Okay.
And we
and
love
we'll
having them
save
come.
The price, the rest of the prices.
Okay.
Go online and check it out. And how about your food department, Bruce?
Well, we have an enclosed food court where we have seven different food vendors. They're going to do everything from grilled tuna to as much crab as they can get and fish tacos and shrimp. And then we have a fellow that's going to sell some sausages and hamburgers and stuff for folks that aren't interested in seafood, but the bulk of it will
what
be
a concept.
Seafood. and of course, beer and wine and soft
mm-hmm.
drinks and all that stuff. And we've tried to... the folks over at North Jetty, I believe, they're
on the peninsula.
Yeah, they're providing some beer for us this year, which is
right.
very nice. So we're going to have some beer on mm-hmm. tap this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's again, both of these are community organizations,
mm-hmm.
and so it's terrific the kind of support you get from the community, from the businesses, from the organizations, and from the people. But for the rest of us who maybe don't live there. Just go for the music and the atmosphere and the food as well. It's both going to be a real party. And if you've listened this far, you might be one of the lucky ones because Bruce and Diana have given us a ticket for a joint ticket. You can get a ticket that will get you in Friday night at Blues and Seafood, Saturday afternoon at Jazz and Oysters, Saturday night at Blues and Seafood. Give us a call right here, 503-325-0010, and tell Carrie that you're calling about the weekend, the fabulous music and food. And whoop, there goes the telephone. So, there go two phones. So, whoa. Okay, folks. Yeah, well, it may be something else, but I have a feeling those tickets are gone. Thank you so much for coming in, Diana Thompson with Jazz and Oysters, and Bruce Peterson with Blues and Seafood next weekend, the 14th and the 15th. And again, you can go to bluesandseafood.com or Woodham Music Festival.
.com
also. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank
okay.
you so
Appreciate
much, Carol.
Your time.
Great. And I've got some music for you right now from a fellow who's coming to town, to the Voodoo Room on the 14th. That would be next Friday night. He'll also be on Friday Folk with Albert. Thanks for being here, folks.
Thank you. If I had the answers, I would give them to you. Free of charge, you are my friend. And I would pay to see you dancing on the grave of your troubles and your doubts and your means to an end. And if I found a path to some promised land, I'd pick you up after work. And we would pack our things and drink cold drinks on the fast track to righteous rebirth. Ah, but faith is an expectation that somehow the service will justify the fee. And I've seen enough receipts to think that faith is not for me. Consumed by regret for the mess that she's made. Cause you loved her wholly, truly, deeply, for all her body and soul. And that the weapon she used, you had helped her to choose. It cut the last thread to which you could hold. And you say love is a drive-by shooting, whose wiser survivors are slapping their knees. And hope is just some place I look when I can't find my keys.
Pay to see you dancing on the grave of your troubles. I'm there. I may not pay you. I may just want to be there. I may want to be the dancer. Yeah. Well, that's Justin. Was that a little convoluted? Oh, listen to that. We have a special guest in the studio. We have three human beings. Hi. That's the smallest one. The big ones don't talk that way. But let me just tell you, that was Justin Farron, who's going to be playing at the Voodoo Room on the 14th, a week from tonight, and also be on Friday Folk with Albert. Well, my guests are, again, no newbies to the station, not even the littlest one. She's been on the air a couple of times herself.
That's true.
It's true. So Corey Peterson is the conductor and director of the Columbia River Symphony and more, but right now we're focusing on CRS. Angela, no hands. You know, from the Shanghai Astoria, don't touch the cape. This is don't touch the mic. How old is Mia?
I just turned 14 in months.
Yeah. Okay, folks, so that's why. Hi, sweetie. Yeah. Oh, she is a cutie and a veteran in the music world. Yep. And her mom is here and trying to hold on to Angela Calvin Peterson, who are you playing with the...
Yeah.
Okay, good. And both of these people make up a huge part of the music scene here in Astoria. And Jewel, are you still in Jewel?
Still in Jewel. Oh. Yep, 9 years.
Wow. I don't know how you have time for everything, both of you, and a child. So, but they're always smiling when they come here. I don't see them behind the... Okay, so let me tell you, why are they here? Well, I just love being able to say this. Corey and Carrie Peterson, that would be two Twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you identical twins?
Identical mirror twins, yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that is going to be so funny. Are you going to wear the same clothes?
Well, I'm sure we'll both be in tuxedos, yes.
Okay, there you go. Oh, folks, they could switch bands and you wouldn't even know.
I know they wouldn't.
So, as I mentioned, Corey is the director and conductor of the Columbia River Symphony, and his brother, Carrie Peterson from Vancouver, mm-hmm. conducts the Beacock Music Concert Band. And is this, each of them has about 50, so you're 100 strong.
Roughly, mm-hmm.
Where are you doing this concert?
Well, we did this 2 years ago in Astoria at the Astoria High School Auditorium. And believe it or not, we were a little bit worried if we're going to fit on the stage, but
yeah,
it worked absolutely wonderful.
It did.
So there's plenty of room up there for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is this Sunday. It's the Rockin' Regatta Summer Pops Concert, and it's at 3 p.m. So now your Columbia River Symphony was started as a youth symphony, really, but it's got all age because the adults couldn't keep their hands off. And then, but your brother's is all adults, but here's what I wrote. Here's a quote. If you consider yourself to be an adult, you're eligible.
His group is considered, to remember they call it, I believe, a New Horizons group, where you're supposed to be retired age in order to be part of it, but he has allowed some individuals who want to get in there and play.
Yeah,
to
see,
go ahead and play.
So you started with the young ones and let older ones in. He started with the old ones and lets younger ones.
Meeting in between.
That's great. True brothers. So what are we going to hear? This is, again, folks, this is this Sunday, and it's the closing ceremony here, the concert at the end of the regatta, 3 p.m. at the Astoria High School Auditorium. Am I right? This is a free concert?
That's absolutely correct. Free.
Okay.
That's one of the things Columbia River Symphony likes to do is promote free concerts for the community. It's very important that everybody has a chance to come out and enjoy good music, part
absolutely.
Of the arts here. And just very, very excited to be part of the regatta this year.
That's
this is
really fun.
Something we're very excited to move forward with.
Okay, so tell us what we're going to hear.
All right, so this is another Pops concert. This is another pop concert that we're going to be doing. And in no particular order, at least the Columbia River Symphony is going to be performing three selections by ourselves. One of them is Jurassic Park in honor of the huge movie that just came out here a month ago.
Okay.
Second one is titled Schindler's List, which is absolutely beautiful arrangement for the orchestra, and my wife will be playing the solo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
On violin,
of course. Is this the last piece?
No, it's in the first half.
In the first half of Schindler's, of the movie. No, I mean the piece that you're going to be playing.
It's the theme.
It is the theme.
Yeah, the theme from Schindler's List.
Oh, boy. Can you hum a few bars?
Da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's gorgeous stuff. Okay. Oh, boy.
And then Columbia River Symphony will be concluding the first half of the program with Forrest Gump, a suite from Forrest Gump, which is it's a very, very inspirational-sounding movie piece there.
I remember the movie, but mm-hmm. I have to admit I didn't catch the music. So
we'll
look forward to hearing it on Sunday. Then your brother's group... what are they going to be playing?
Well, they're performing, I believe, Fiddler on the Roof, a selection from Fiddler on the Roof.
Wow.
And I have to remember a couple other pieces. I believe they have to do with veterans and Americana-type selections. And then intermission will combine together as a full orchestra with his ensemble, and that's where we're going to perform four selections as well. First one's titled Star Wars, the best of the fourth, fifth, and sixth movie, which is actually movie 1, 2, and 3, or however you want to figure that one out. Then another solo, a selection here titled The Isle of Calypso for my wife, again on violin. And then we'll be playing a piece titled Bounty Hunter, which is one for the youth kids. It's more or less one of those for a video game type of situation. And then the last one we're going to perform for James Horner's will be a tribute to James Horner, the film composer who sadly died in a plane crash about a month and a half ago, Apollo 13. And he's scored many, many famous pieces such as Titanic and a few other selections. So we're going to give that one to tribute for James Horner.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be an exciting thing. I know 2 years ago we had
fabulous.
Done it. And we just kind of thought, this would be exciting to get together and do it again. Not every year, but every other year if possible.
I love it. Do you ever go down there and play to Vancouver? Or did
actually,
they not?
Last Saturday we had our concert with them down in Vancouver. Okay. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was warm.
Sunday's going to be much nicer.
Oh, yeah. There you
absolutely. Go. Absolutely. Well, this is it's pretty amazing. And does Mia play any instruments yet?
Well, let's see. The only thing I can think she's done is during rehearsal. One time she got loose, and I'm conducting, and then out of the corner of my eye, you can see this shape coming through the violin section on the floor. And before you knew it, someone standing at the base of my podium grabbed my leg, going da 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 da.
See, she's a percussionist. Da, 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 da. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, you guys have quite a life. And you've been in Astoria, in this area, how long?
2007.
2007, and by God, you're not slowing down. You're making more and more. And I speak on behalf of all of us with great gratitude for all of the good music you've brought and all of the kids you have inspired, because you yourselves are not very old, and you're doing so much in the schools as well as in the community. So it's terrific. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is this Sunday at Astoria High School Auditorium. That's 1001 West Marine. That sounds like it should be a song too. 1001, but it's Yeah, if you don't know where that is, Google it, Astoria, or I should say research engine it, Astoria High School. And the concert's at 3, but it's a very large auditorium, but the sooner you get there, the more choice you have. Mm-hmm. And clearly this is, wow, you're definitely going to have a fantastic concert.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Thank
lots
you.
Fun.
Sometime maybe we'll come back when we have lots of time, and you can just talk to us about what music means to you guys. I mean, obviously it's the core of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And did you two meet over music or under music?
We actually did at WSU in Pullman, yes, in music classes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was challenged with the task of teaching them how to play violin.
Did it work?
He has potential.
Well, oh, nicely
challenging
done.
Student.
Nicely done. I love it. I love it. Okay, well, thank you so much, Corey Peterson with the Columbia River Symphony, his twin brother, Carrie Peterson, with the Beacock Music Concert Band from Vancouver. And this will be the Rockin' Regatta Summer Pops, 3 p.m., at the Astoria High School Auditorium, and Angela Calvin Peterson on violin, and it's going to be a fabulous concert. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
And look what I have for you folks. Have a listen. This is some of the music that they have played. Tell me what this is that I'm listening to.
Oh, this is titled Bounty Hunter. This is one of the ones for the youth kids from a video game called Advent Rising.
Okay. You wouldn't know it was a video game, though, would you? Sounds like good music to me. Wonderful that they're using good music in video games.
A lot out there.
All right. Have a listen, and do stay tuned to Coast Community Radio.
Thank you.
Well, this is music. Wow, this is wild music from the Columbia River Symphony. And again, their concert is coming up this Sunday at the Astoria High School Auditorium. And right now, I have three guests in the studio. This time, only two of them are human. And that would be...
Are you sure?
Well, you know, it's true. You never really know anything. I have Lori Anderson from the Shelburne Inn in Seaview, Washington, and Susie Goldsmith from Boreas Inn in Long Beach. Yeah. And the third guest is the Red Chair. And as far as I can tell, the Red Chair is inanimate, but it's got quite the story and the history. So give it to us. We have about 5 minutes. So tell us,
Sure. Tell
us, what's the story?
Okay, well, the Red Chair got its start in about 2011, 2012, when an innkeeper named Beth Colt from the Woods Hole Inn on Cape Cod decided to take a picture of it on an ice pond behind her house. She posted it on Facebook and got a whole bunch of likes and the attention of a photographer from Santa Barbara.
Oh, wow.
And
cross-country.
So the Santa Barbara person posted more photos of it and asked if she could borrow it. And then it got distributed all over New England to
the
different
same
inns.
Chair.
The same chair.
Just one chair.
And that was the beginning of a journey of, now it's visiting over 500 innkeepers all over the United States and Canada, too.
I love it. And these are our representative innkeepers from the peninsula. Is there anyone else in this area that's doing it?
It came from the Shelburne to us at Boreas, and now it's going to the Swantown Inn in Olympia. So the innkeepers take the chair, and while they have it in their vicinity, take pictures of it in significant geographic areas. So yesterday, the chair was photographed in the hammock at Boreas Inn, because it's a tired chair. The chair was on the Long Beach Boardwalk. The chair, the Red Chair, was on the Discovery Trail. The Red Chair actually got some time out to chat and meet other chairs on someone's back deck. So I have a great picture of the Red Chair talking to other chairs.
This is a good thing.
So the Red Chair, we pose it and try to pose it in significant kind of places.
And then where can people see this?
The redchairtravels.com is the central site for the Red Chair. So what we've been doing while the chair has been at our ends is we've been posting to Facebook and Twitter and the Red Chair.
And blog posts.
And blog posts. And the redchair.com has been picking up our posts and our pictures and posting them on the national site.
I love it.
It's been fun. It's a flat Stanley kind of garden gnome kind of.
I also think of it as, I wasn't one of those kids that had a secret friend, you know, when I was little. And I'm kind of getting to experience what that's like.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of a responsibility.
That's something.
The Red Chair travels with a can of paint. Because we're supposed to touch up the paint if we scratch it.
I wondered about that.
And also a journal that the innkeepers are posting in a little journal that travels along with the chair. So I've made a bunch of little copies of pictures. We had Australian guests who decided to adopt the chair for a while yesterday. And so they put the chair in front of the Losteroo and took a picture of the chair with a kangaroo.
So I have a question, though. Am I right? This kind of looks like barn red, the color.
Yeah.
Which is, as those of us who have barns and who have painted know, is the cheapest paint available. Now, the chair itself could be any chair. I mean, is this chair only? How do we know that somebody didn't substitute?
You can always trust an innkeeper.
You can.
Oh.
Absolutely. We take it very seriously.
Well, I happen to know these two innkeepers right here, right now, and I would have to say that they are extremely trustworthy. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know about the rest of the innkeepers in the world. When I first saw that on the, it was on the Shelburne blog or newsletter, I thought of those books, the red violin, and also I think there was something like a green accordion or a squeeze box or something that started out in Europe in 1400 or something, but it wasn't true, of course. It was a manufactured story, whereas this is true.
Yeah, and one of the things it does, it forces you to look at your own place and the area you live in with fresh eyes, the way a visitor would.
Mm.
And there's a value to that. We live in a beautiful place, oh, yeah. and then to get to showcase it in this way is...
So where have you taken photos, Lori?
At the beach,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, at the inn, and... I got a little video on Instagram of the chair listening to Tom Trudell on the piano.
I love it. This is quite...
This is a cultured chair.
Exactly. It's a very interactive chair. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very lucky chair, too, because it gets to travel, and other people kind of take care of all of its needs.
Yep.
Yeah, and we could be a little jealous of that, couldn't we? Or envious.
It's sort of what innkeepers do for guests anyway.
Oh. I mean,
it's just, you know, it's been sitting there. It's been wanting to eat breakfast, but mm-hmm. we've just been having a good time with the chair. And I think the chair's been having a good time, too.
Well, I think it's a terrific idea. We're on the West Coast now. Is it almost done with its journey?
From here, it's going to British Columbia and then
all across Canada.
Alaska.
Oh, my.
It's going
up,
all the way to Alaska.
Wow. And so you innkeepers, have you always had this kind of network with one another, or is this bringing you together?
We do a lot of partnering. This is being sponsored by bedandbreakfast.com, but bedandbreakfast.com, in turn, is working with Washington Bed and Breakfast Guild, and that's how we came in contact with the chair.
Yeah. Okay.
The board put out an inquiry to our members of who would like to host the red chair.
Mm-hmm.
And so just about everybody that wanted to host it and make the commitment, there's this contract you sign that commits you to what you're going to do with this red chair. So those people who are willing to do that got to host the red chair. And so
has anybody done any fundraising with the red chair?
Well, not exactly, but they are planning on publishing a book, I understand,
okay.
at some point.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the pictures that I saw on your site were just lovely, and I see that...
There's something about the solitariness of it, no people in the photos.
Absolutely.
That has a lot of appeal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's in our backyard.
The red chair is taking a nap in the hammock. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, okay, so if people want to see the pictures, did you post them on your website?
Yeah, if you want to go to Boreas Inn on Facebook, you can see most all of the pictures on the Boreas Inn Facebook page.
Okay.
And I think the Shelburne has them posted.
Likewise, shelburnein.com.
Right,
okay.
On our blog.
And, yep. and probably it's leaving tomorrow, so you...
Not
yet.
Bill and I have to somehow get the chair to Olympia next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So if you do want to see this in person and have a chat with the red chair, you can still check out that Boreas Inn. And thank you to Lori Anderson from the Shelburne Inn and Susie Goldsmith from Boreas Inn, two fabulous places, for hosting the Red Chair Travels and Coast to Coast, and for having a sense of humor. And also, I like what you said, Lori, about it makes you look at your space, you know. And Susie's agreeing that you have to sort of see it from a different point of view.
Yeah.
And I've got that in mind, too, as the red chair is sitting right next to me here at the KMUN studio. Hey, thank you so much for coming in and for bringing the red chair. We would like some pictures with the KMUN sign, too.
Yes, definitely.
We could put it on our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much.
See, folks, art is everywhere and in so many different capacities. Well, coming up next, I have a guest from Hawaii. Have a listen. This is her music. Michelle Gray Rundgren is here with me, almost. And she's an Astoria native, so... We'll hear her tale. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Stay tuned.
Hello, it's me.
Wow, she sounds good, and she'll sound good right here live in a minute. But I want to tell you what else is going on. Again, don't forget the Peninsula Clay Artists opening tonight from 5 to 8 at 25902 Vernon Avenue. The red chair is leaving the studio, but it's going to wait for me outside. The chair is going to wait. And the show is from the 7th through the 15th. Christos Koutsouras has a preview opening from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, 1198 Commercial in the Carruthers Building. She sounds good, doesn't she? And she looks good, too. She's sitting right here with me. It's a pop-up preview, and then Saturday they will be part of Art Walk from 5 to 7. And Christos did a beautiful interview with Donna. You can check our website, coastradio.org, from Wednesday morning. Talk of our towns, and listen in and learn something about him. And then Dragolution is tonight at 10. Coaster Theater, I saw the It Could Be Any One of Us last night. It was terrific. I also saw Wicked in Portland yesterday. Yes, it was a crazy day, but it was wonderful. Let's see, Fort George and Hollywood Theater have a movie, The Life Aquatic at dusk, Cinderella's at the Fort Columbia Park at Chinook, Astor Street Opry, Shanghai, Saturday, Art Walk, Gala and Old Town Framing, Lightbox is 6 to 9 with Mother Earth, everyone else is 5 to 8, and again, Imogen with Christos Koutsouras at Imogen and also at the Carruthers. Luminary is featuring Chris Bryant. Tempo is featuring Vicki Baker. River Sea is featuring Brian Cameron and Donna Lee Rollins. And check out the Astoria Art Loft as well. And Redmond Hall Skamakaway, Bob and Jenny Kizian Art at 1. Waikiki Beach Summer Series. Honky Tonk Union at 7. Tico Marimba in the Halem at 7:30. And the regatta is shutting down the town tomorrow, so don't try to park anywhere, just walk. And Sunday, Coaster Auditions, Hoffman Music in the Garden, Fort George, Summer Pops Concert we talked about, and Astoria Market with the Distractions. And that's it for now. Let's have a little more listen, and I'm going to bring you Michelle. Sounds great, Michelle. All right. Welcome to Coast Community Radio. Michelle Gray Rundgren is my guest, and she's here in town for her high school reunion because she grew up here. But Michelle, who is a lot of things, including, I love this, a comedian, a mom, a DJ, yes, a DJ, on a station that we have a link with, KKCR, is that right?
KKCR, Kauai Community Radio.
There you go. And she's also a tiki bar owner. So this woman wears many, many hats and wears them well. And her story, I would love to hear, because you mentioned that when you were in Astoria, you really did take advantage of some of the fabulous things that were going on then.
Well, I don't know if I took advantage, just that when you grow up here, it happens. In fact, the story behind that song you just played, Hello, yes. It's Me, I was sitting in Astoria High School parking lot in my very first car listening to KAST play that song.
Uh-huh.
It became my favorite song, and who knew that years later that would be my husband.
Yeah, well,
and I'd be touring.
I have to admit that I'm a folkie. And I'm older, and so I was not familiar with Todd Rundgren, but anytime I mention your name, people say, is she related to Todd
yeah.
Rundgren? And I say, yeah, she married him, but, you know, I'm interested in her. But, you know, everybody's like, wow, he's my favorite rock star and all kinds of things. And
yeah, we're very fortunate.
Well, how did you How did you leave Astoria? First, I just want to mention, though, here are some of the things that you did take advantage of. The Lewis and Clark Youth Circus, which I'm not sure that's going on, although we do have clowns.
It's not now, but my teacher, Max Bigby, was probably my third most influential person in my life, besides my parents.
Lovely.
My PE teacher, my circus coach, and really gave me the... he and my parents gave me the base to just go and believe I could do anything. Anything was possible.
Fantastic. And have you seen Max?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
In fact, he came to stay with us in Hawaii.
Oh, great.
And my brothers and I are still really close.
That's beautiful.
You know, we don't do our act together anymore. We're too old. But
do you have family still in Astoria?
Not in Astoria. Everybody kind of moved inland to you know, around the Hillsborough area. But I still... have been in contact with everyone from high school.
Oh,
we all kind of, we're so small.
So this is your 40th reunion, and you're going to see a whole bunch of these people or hang out and have fun. But you were also at the Maddox Dance Studio.
Jeannie Maddox.
Speaking of Max Bigby, whose wife is the sister of...
Judy Maddox Bigby. She and her sister were both very influential in my life, too.
And then you were with the school choirs and also the Scandinavian dancers, which I love.
Yep, I was a Skandahuvian dancer.
And
I can Scottish with the best of them.
There you go. Do you get much of a chance in Kauai?
No, you know, it's what's odd is we had an exchange program when I was in high school. I think hula dancers came to Portland and the Scandinavian dancers went to Hawaii in our hardungers in the heat.
Yes. Oh, God. So did you ever have a thought that you would end up in Hawaii? Was that somewhere you wanted to go? Or?
Well, we were very fortunate that my husband and I get paid to sing and play music all around the world.
Yes.
So at some point we said, gee, where should we live? So we took a couple years to go all over the world, and we actually decided on Kauai. It's so beautiful.
Wonderful. Were you doing radio before you got there, or is that when... Okay.
But there was a brand new station starting, and what's the connection with KKCR?
Our longtime manager, Doug Sweet, was called up there by someone who used to live here, Sally O'Donnell, who said, hey, they're starting a station here, come and help.
I'm sure I met Doug then, because I was on the air from the beginning, it's called Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Every Friday for a couple hours, drive home time, I'm on the air listening or playing anything I'd like to play and anything that anyone around the world
wants
to
hear. Do you guys stream?
We do.
So how do people find you? What do they look?
It's KKCR or Kauai Community Radio. And it's the 2 hours of my life that just, you know, you just crank up the music and have a great time.
Is it .org or
.org?
.org. Okay. Yeah. You know what's interesting when you say Kauai Community, and ours is KMUN, and I always say K, Community, KMUN. Yeah. So same deal.
Same call letters, 90.9. It's funny.
Oh, that's our second service, right? Yeah. We're 91.9
and 91.9 too.
Oh, my God.
I know. I thought that was great.
Meant to be. Well, if you ever want to come back for a while, you can come on the air and
let's trade DJs. Let's do
I like it. Although I want to go visit you when you're there. I'll be your guest. You can be mine. So, but what was your route from Astoria? How did you zoop? Because it sounds like you've...
My dad was a state policeman here. My mom was a teacher. We had to leave in my senior year. And being an Astoria cheerleader, I was very upset. I got to sing and dance more in Portland State and Portland Community College. Got a professional job in Seattle as a singer and dancer and was seen by Ben Vereen, who is kind of a very famous performer, who convinced me I was good enough to go to Broadway.
Wow.
So I went to New York.
Michelle, this is so exciting.
I finally got into a Broadway show.
Wow.
But before it opened, the director, Kenny Ortega, who does High School Musicals, said, no, I've got a better job for you. And I said, there's nothing better than Broadway. But he put me with a rock band called The Tubes. And I went into the studio immediately and then immediately got on a plane and toured the world. And
what year is this-ish?
Early 80s.
Early 80s, okay.
I joined the Tubes early 80s for all their hits.
This is like fantasy life.
It is. It's like some silly movie. Todd Rundgren produced two of our records, and I really didn't like him while he was producing our records. But after the two bands, Utopia and the Tubes, toured together. I thought, mm-hmm. yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's all right. And now you have a family. Are they?
Yeah, we have four boys on Kauai, although they're grown.
Uh-huh.
But I have a tiki bar on the north shore of Kauai called Tiki Iniki, named after our hurricane.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was there just after the hurricane.
It was pretty interesting.
Was pretty devastated.
But for us, I think you noticed that our community came together.
Mm-hmm.
It was not mm-hmm. like New Orleans. We just, everybody took care of each other.
And it's an island, too, so there was that mentality.
Yeah,
there,
and we still do take care of each other. A lot like Astorians.
Yes, all right. How often do you get back to Astoria?
Just for the reunions. But when all of us, all of we girls, turned 50, mm-hmm. we all got a hotel together.
I love it.
So it's we are constantly in contact with each other, and I am so happy to be home for Astoria and Regatta.
Yes, yes. Timing is perfect. Well, I want to give a big shout out to Mark Josephs and his sister, Donna Josephs, because... Mark wrote me and said...
From the Tenor Guitar Festival.
Yes, exactly. And it's I've been working with him for years, and apparently his sister is a great fan of your husband's music for 46 years or something. So
anyone who's bought a record, thanks for helping put our kids through college.
That's great. But I'm so glad you were able to come in here
check
out our station, and you're welcome anytime. Michelle Gray Lundgren, Astorian native, made good. And are you still doing music some?
I am. In fact, I'm singing with Todd with a symphony, Akron Symphony Orchestra, in September.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I checked the website, and it sounds like some good stuff. In addition to music, some compassionate living as well.
We are. We're doing Spirit of Harmony, which is really helping with music all over the world.
Beautiful.
So, we're trying. We're trying to pay back.
Good, good, good. That's the way it should be. Pass it on. Pay it forward. Thanks so much for coming in.
Aloha, Carol.
Aloha, mahalo.